Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So today I want to talk about how to change minds. And in order to change minds, you have to overcome herd immunity. Now, I'm not talking about herd, H-E-R-D, immunity, as in what happens if everybody gets COVID, but herd immunity. In other words, are you listening to me? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? That kind of herd immunity. Anyways, I was working and I got this call and somebody says, hey, is Kim there? It's my wife. And I said, no. He goes, oh, well, you know, I just wanted to talk to you about the fact that with all the police and defunding, you know, we're collecting money, blah, blah, blah. And I said, hey, listen, we don't. And as I was talking, he kept talking. In other words, it wasn't a real person. It was a robocall. And so I hung up. Right when I hung up, another phone call comes in. And it's another salesman. Except this time, it's a real guy. Now, this podcast is more of a rant than a lesson, but hopefully you can find some golden nuggets in it. So the salesman comes right out of the gate and says, hey, do you ever take credit cards? And I'm going, no, I don't. Oh, well, have you taken them in the past? Would you consider taking them now? It's like, no, I generally get most of my payments from EFT, electronic funds transfer checks. Now, I didn't want to get into it that, you know, I do take credit cards, but, and he, oh, you know, have you thought about it? You know, you, with the changing environment and the way that the world is going right now, you know, people are going to want to stretch their dollars and pay you via credit card. It's like, no, I don't want to do it. And he says, do you know anybody that could use what I sell, you know? And I said to him, dude, it's not my niche. I work with big B2B businesses. I don't work with business to consumer. That's where most of the credit card processing happens. He says, hey, have you ever thought about expanding your niche into business to consumer? And I said, no, I just shrunk it. And so he just kept going on and on and on. So three things came to my mind as this guy was talking. The first thing is he was not listening to me. He didn't even try to build any kind of relationship. He was completely herd immune. He did not hear a single thing that I said. And it takes time to get people to listen to you to slowly change their point of view. A good salesperson listens twice as much as they talk, but this guy went the opposite direction by 10. So I said to him, I said, you know, I belong to some networking groups and one of them meets locally. Maybe you might want to come to one of those meetings. And I told him about it. And he says, oh, at that church, I know everybody at that church. I know the pastor. I grew up in the town and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, dude, no, you don't get it. It's not affiliated with the church. It's a networking group that meets there. And he kept going on about how he knows everybody. So what I tried to do in my mind is slow down and say, okay, how do I get this guy to listen to me and to understand that trust takes time? So I asked him, I said, have you ever been burned by a referral? He goes, oh yeah, this one guy recommended him and, you know, he completely took advantage of all these people and yada, yada, yada. And it was really bad. And he just kept going on and on and on and on. And finally said, so, you know, the short answer to your question is yes. And I said, okay, but, you know, the bottom line is if I'm going to refer you, I need to know who you are and what you offer and that you're going to fulfill what it is. And that's why we need to build a relationship first. And he goes, well, no, you can trust me. I mean, I've got all these people that trust me. I've made all these great deals. And I said, look, you know, I know what you do. I've been part of an organization that actually use your type of service. And he goes, oh, I hope they didn't pick my competitor because, you know, they're robbing them. They're taking advantage of them. You weren't part of that, were you? You know, it's like, oh, man, can this get any worse? So then he goes on and keeps selling. And finally, I said, you know, the bottom line is, in order for me to work with a company, I need to have a good relationship, a real relationship, or a relationship. And then he went on to say, well, you know, I used to work for this big company, you know, big consumer products company, and I know marketing, and you're in the marketing business. And, you know, the thing is that you could definitely let people know about my services, and I've helped this company, and I knew this person, and I was born and raised, and I went to the high school. I said, my son went to the high school. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah, I know everybody, and yada, 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 yada. And, you know, I hated to tell the guys, like, dude, I was born in New York. I'm not from this town, and that's not really a big selling point to me. And he says, well, you know, this one guy in town, you know this place? You know, I helped save him $60,000, and, you know, I explained to him, I said, you know, what my business does is I help companies basically grow their sales through their salespeople by creating great marketing materials. And, you know, this one person that I saved the $60,000, everybody who works in this shop is a salesperson, so they understand. So I help him save all this money through his salespeople, and I'm just going, oh my goodness, you don't get it, do you? So the moral of the story is, once somebody has been trained, once somebody has some biases in the way that they're selling, it's really hard to get them to listen to you. And it certainly wasn't my job to buy from this person. But I have a feeling that he probably could have learned a few things. I tried to let him know that, number one, he needs to listen more. Number two, that trust takes time. And number three, in order for me to even consider using him or recommending him, he has to establish a relationship. I try to explain that in my field, real relationships take up to 2 or 3 years for people to trust you enough with their business. And when I told him that I was in the business of helping other businesses make money, he said to me, hey, you know, why don't you make me more money? You know, every time I sell something, you get paid too. And I tried to explain that, you know, I already have affiliate deals, and these are with companies that I actually use their services. Well, use me, and then you can make some more money. And I'm going, oh, man. So finally, I was able to get him off the phone. And then guess what? He calls back. Just keeps going and going and going. So I listened a little longer, and I finally said, look, I have to get back to work. Just send me a LinkedIn request, and we'll connect up there. And my hope was that maybe through some of my postings or my podcasts that, you know, he'd learn a little bit about how this works, about how networking works, because obviously he's been sold the Kool-Aid that the only thing that works is just keep badgering and badgering and badgering until somebody says yes. And you have to overcome all their objections and everything that people teach in sales. Well, he certainly didn't learn it right away, because as soon as I went into LinkedIn, he kept going. There was a whole long thing, and I hope we can get together, and I hope we can do business together, and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, so the moral of this story is, you know, A, it was in a bad mood from the first sales call. He should have taken the temperature of what was going on first before he went down the big sales road. So my rant is that in order to change minds, you have to overcome what's been heard before in order to make them change it now. So thanks for listening to my rant. If you relate to this, share it with some people. If you have any questions about anything on the marketing side where I can help you, please send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com. I really do look forward to talking with you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.